You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed House Bill 3976 into law last month. This makes changes to the Teacher Retirement System Care, a health care program. It means retired teachers and school employees must pay more for their health insurance to keep TRS solvent. But today there's a teachers' rally taking place in Longview, Texas. Its focus, to draw attention to these high costs and other issues. Retired teacher Suzanne Bardwell of Gladewater is an organizer and explains more.
The rally, we are calling it Use Your Teacher Voice Rally. Our goal is to get legislators in Texas to hear us, to hear our collective voice, and to see our numbers. One out of every 20 Texans are a member of TRS. And they passed recent legislation for our TRS health care. And for the pre-Medicare gap group, we will be spending, starting as of January 1st, one-third to one-half of our pension just to pay for our health care. If you're a teacher, that's not going to leave you much to live on. If you are a bus driver or a paraprofessional, it's not going to leave you anything to live on. And so we have to speak for these people.
And while some retired school employees may have had other jobs where they paid Social Security taxes based on their income, applying for a Social Security retirement benefit doesn't offer any help either, Bardwell explains.
None of us can draw on Social Security without a hefty penalty against our pension. So even though we paid in quarters on Social Security and other jobs, we can't draw on Social Security.
The teachers' rally is scheduled for 10 a.m. today and will take place outside the Longview Courthouse. It's also meant to draw attention to other issues such as teachers' pay and school vouchers. Other rallies are planned for the state capitol as the special Texas legislative session begins next week. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.